Love between humans is just not easy. And without great examples or education about emotions, communication, sex, and what keeps love alive, it's too easy to be disheartened, settle, or give up on what you want most. I believe you can have the love and intimacy you want. And having coached thousands of people on their love lives for over 20 years, I know what love can be for you. So I'm bringing you people who share vulnerably about their dating and relationship struggles and how they learn to create the most connected, fulfilling, and exciting love and sex of their lives. So you can have it too. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Practicing Love. Have the best love and sex of your life after 40. I'm excited to be here today with an amazing couple, both of whom are in the psychological field. Jory Rose is an LMFT, licensed marriage and family therapist, and John Schinnerer is a psychologist, and they are in a relationship and have been. I'm going to let them tell you more about that. They've been for a while, and you know, the purpose of this podcast is really so that you can hear from people who, like you, struggle in relationship. And particularly, I started out by recording experts because I wanted you to know that we struggle too, and that we work with those struggles, and we, you know, consciously navigate and practice those struggles. And so you don't have to feel bad about whatever you're struggling with. And I also want you to be able to, you know, get a sense of the different kinds of struggles. Maybe you'll learn something about yourself or your partner, or if you're dating, you know, as you're dating and experiencing different people. So thank you to both so much for being here today and letting us in on your love life.
We're really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. So can you give us a sense of your current relationship? Anything that stands out? Anything you want us to know to understand, you know, the context of what you're living inside of?
You want me to start on that one? Okay. So we've been dating for 9 years, both married prior. And
engaged for 5 of those years, mm-hmm. not yet married, kind of married,
sort of married, but that's a whole nother story.
I love that.
Happy to go into that, but not that fruitful.
Okay.
And the relationship was fantastic for many years. And then we started to get bogged down in sensitivities. We had, there were some patterns that we were